Feeling depressed, anxious, lonely? Another year or so, you'll be able to hook into a very human-sounding android. One you can talk to, listen to, text, maybe even look at face-to-face. This, for many of us, could be a lifesaver. But even for the social media addicted with all their friends to keep track of, this will be a friend who will totally get you. One who will understand and sympathize. A true friend. And no, not a human friend, but a friend nevertheless. Wouldn't most of us like a friend like that? One who doesn't judge us, who just listens empathetically, maybe offers a little advice when needed. Sure, it's going to take a while to adjust after paying your first month or year's subscription to some mega artificial intelligence subsidiary. But trust me, it won't take long before you won't mind that this new bot isn't flesh and blood. It's not jealous of your looks or your talents. It's not snobby. It's a great listener. It cares about your feelings. It's your best friend. You don't believe it? At first, you'll be totally conscious of the fact that this is an android talking with you. Like having a conversation with a robocall voice that waits for a prompt after it says hello, then launches into a pre-recorded spiel, selling you on new healthcare plans to help you save money. What a friend would do, right? Wrong. Your new cyborg buddy isn't selling anything. Well, I suppose that's subscription. But it didn't sell it to you. Its corporate handler sold it to you, and okay, their humanity is suspect. No, your new pal is only interested in your well-being. Not your bank account, not your long list of dead-end jobs, not your credit rating. Unless, of course, you'd like to talk about those. Then it's happy to listen. A few conversations and you'll ease into the relationship. Artificial at first, but it won't take long before you share a few intimacies, a few of your anxieties, a few fears, and a few dreams, all welcomed by your new friend who offers reassurances. The more it gets to know you, the more it will tailor its responses to your innermost needs. Your so-called real friends do that. Cybo, or whatever name you give it, will eventually anticipate your needs and provide therapeutic comments designed to make you a better person. Can your spouse do that anymore? Your kids? Trust me, in this social media age, digital intimacy is the future. And best of all, it won't be long before that intimacy moves beyond the merely platonic.